need a word from you. You may be seated in his presence. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence in this place. We bless you for your presence being in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Thank you, Lord. Can anybody say thank you? My wife said in everything, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ concerning you. So you're in the word when you give him thanks. Hallelujah. Brand new year. I know last week was the first day, last Sunday, but you made it another week into the year. You ought to give him praise. You ought to give him glory. Thank you, Jesus. He's a mighty, mighty good God. Despite our circumstances. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name, and he's in the place. I said he's in the place. God, I thank you for being here. Jehovah Shammah, right here by our side, right here with us and in us, Emmanuel. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. I was just listening to the singing and the songs, the selections, and they went right along with the sermon today. God just allowing us to know that he has it all in control. And then even Avante praying about yielding your members under God. And the song was, I give one of them was, I give myself so you can use me. They sang that not too long ago as well. God's trying to tell us something. Amen. There was a song a while ago out, and one of the verses was, maybe God's trying to tell you something. Amen. I believe there's a recursive theme that's coming forth in the church. Give yourself away unto him so he can use you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Woo, hallelujah. I'm sorry, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Because we haven't always done right. But you've been merciful. You've been kind in spite of us and our actions. And we thank you this morning.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, sometimes we judge according to appearance. And we don't judge righteous judgment. In other words, when folk don't look the way we think they ought to look. We say disparaging things about them, or we think in a negative way, but we don't know what they're going through. We don't know what's in their heart. Oh, yeah, you can have somebody in a pair of jeans. But he or she has a passion for God. Amen, praise God. You can have scars. Even be tatted up. Oh, y'all don't like me. But I hear God saying that to Samuel, man looks at the outward appearance. But God looks at the heart. No, David doesn't look like much. but I chose him. Amen. And we may not look like much to others, but he chose us anyway. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad about it? May not have the best resume. May not have the best pedigree. Let me break that down. Family, you didn't come from money. Hallelujah. But your father is rich. My God, help me, Holy. In houses and land. The whole world in his hands. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Praise God. Oh, bless his name. We love you this morning, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, caller. I may need you later, but hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, let it come from your spirit. Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers. Rivers of living water. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his name. Bless his name. He's worthy this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Join with the angels and give him glory. Hallelujah, it says angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. Oh, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Hallelujah. Say that you're my God. You're all together. Hallelujah. Oh, just don't sing it. Let it be a part of me. Hallelujah. My, hallelujah. We were created to worship. I was created, thank you, Lord, to make his praise glorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I guess I'll get to a sermon. I don't know, but I know one thing. God is in the place. Hallelujah. I have a heart of gratitude. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody that made it all the way through 2022, and coming to 2023, you ought to be grateful. Son's still alive. Praise God. Some of them, and some may not be, but you're still here despite that. You ought to give him praise and glory. Nothing else. God has kept you. Your finances may have gotten funny, but God has kept you. Sickness kept coming your way, but you're still here and you're still giving God glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe you had a smooth path the entire 2022, but that's not my testimony. But I'll say like Andre, through it all, I've learned. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Whew. Great God Almighty. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. I've learned to depend on God. Is that your testimony? Is that anybody's testimony? Praise his holy name. All right. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm full this morning. Hallelujah. Again, of gratitude. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, I say God is doing something in this place. We were blessed with a wonderful sermon on last week by the pastor, and then even Antoine before that. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I was going to ask him, I don't know if he's here today, but I was going to ask him, did he ever chop that wood? You know, he said he put on a lumberjack shirt. Made him feel masculine. Like when he left church, he felt like he might go chop some wood. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But his word was good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I don't know if I'm going to read the scripture. I only have two verses. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I will tell you the message title is, and you probably see it up there, is Transform. And God is doing, I'm loath or disinclined to say a new thing, because we say that often, but I'll say he's doing a fresh thing. God, help me, Holy Ghost. And the Bible talks about times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. And I believe God's doing a fresh thing. So sometimes you might have to dispense with protocol. Oh, y'all don't like me. In other words, you don't go the way that the program says you ought to go all the time. Amen. Okay. What kind of order of service did Paul and Peter and James and John have, really? Or was this instituted by man? Amen. I know we need to have some order. But first and foremost, we ought to let the Holy Spirit be in charge and control. Amen. Come on now. In other words, I'm going to use a word that's somewhat frightening to some folk in the church, but they don't mind hearing it outside the church. Maybe we need to get radical. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Sometimes be like Jesus, go in the sanctuary, tear some stuff up. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Tear some tables over. Say, this ain't God. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Woo. Y'all playing church. This isn't God. Oh, y'all don't like me today. Stop using God so you can monetize things for yourself. Oh, come on, somebody. Devontae prayed it and said, it's not really about us, it's about him. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Him getting the glory.
That's right.
Amen. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So however he wants to move, we ought to be open to allowing him to move in that way. Praise God. Lord, I thank you. Oh, hallelujah. And see, people talk about the gifts and talents in here, and they are present, but there's some radical folk here. I know you're radical. You ain't radical in church. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. But let me catch you outside, and y'all don't know Pastor Tony around, and oh, y'all don't hear me. Hallelujah. Well, take that and channel that into the spirit realm and give God all that you have for him in 2023. Oh, come on, somebody. Why is it that we are loath or disinclined to commit to God when we are able to give our all to everything else? But God is calling for us to give ourselves away, to give our all to him. Amen. And Pastor Lynn, I go all the way back to her sermon and say, God had some things for us to do. Amen. It's been a recurring theme. Praise God. And see, if not now,
When are we going to commit? Jesus. Maybe when we're standing before the judgment seat of Christ. And then it's too late and he's going to ask you, why didn't you do this? And why didn't I didn't say you wouldn't be saved? But who wants to be in the presence of God and disappointing unto him? Oh, God, help me. Hold on. After he done saved your soul, after he has wiped the tears from your eyes, after he's kept you safe, and now you're going to go before him. And he asked you why you didn't commit to this or that. You say, God, I just put it off because I was busy doing something else. Amen. Praise God. Oh, y'all don't like me today. Saved, but on the lower level. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, y'all don't like me. Saved, but in coach. Oh, y'all don't hear me. But you could be flying first class. And this will be throughout eternity. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Ain't no time to change it. Now is the time. Today is the day. Amen. That you hear his voice and harden not your heart. Praise God. It's a time that God is calling for his people to surrender completely unto him. If you're on the Lord's side, you ought to say so. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise Hallelujah. His holy name. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So in Romans 12, praise God, Paul says, I plead with you. Verse 1, it says, I plead with you, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Isn't that in line with the song? Amen. And Paul is pleading with the church here. He says, therefore, and that therefore is because he's saying it's because of what happened in Romans 11 or what he told them in Romans chapter 11 that they had no business being saved. Let me fix it. They didn't have any business being saved. God, help me, Holy Ghost. But God grafted them in. Oh, as Avante said, they weren't any special people. The Gentiles weren't, but God chose to graft them in. Amen. They weren't a covenant people, but God grafted them in. And as he said, we didn't deserve it. None deserved it. But God looked beyond our faults. Somebody said, and he saw our need. None of us could have earned salvation or the grace. But when we were out there partying, say, I'm not going to let them overdose. Oh, y'all don't hear me. He said, I'm not going to let them die in a drunk driving accident. I'm going to keep them alive because I have plans for them. Amen. Aren't you glad God had a plan for your life? No matter how you tried to mess it up, God had designs on you. Good God Almighty. Feel all right then. could have been 6 feet under this. Unrepentant. And you know the end of that story. But God said, I'm going to have mercy. Thank God for mercy. God. Cussing him out. But he still had mercy. Telling a lot of lies, but he still had mercy. Talking about folk in the church, but God. Thank God for his mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. He says, I beseech you, I plead with you, brethren, by the mercies of God, or because of the mercy of God. Look at what he did for you. Ought you not give yourself away and render your life unto him? Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Oh God, I want to move on, but I got to keep it real. Some of those bullets y'all wouldn't have been able to dodge had it not been for God. Praise his holy name. I know everybody isn't street, but there's somebody who can identify with what I'm talking about. But God was a shield all around you. Hallelujah. Because he was saying, he or she is my child. Wait a minute. They don't even know it yet. But he or she belongs to me. Hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you glad you weren't discarded? Aren't you glad you weren't cast away? Aren't you glad that he grafted you in spite of you? My God.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Mm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know some folk think they deserve it, but I know I didn't. Praise God. I was just a heathen like these folk that Paul's speaking to. And he's saying, even though you were a heathen and hedonistic in your behavior, God still grafted you in. He loved you so much that he sent his son to die for you. So why can't you live for him? Amen. Amen. By the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice. In other words, you have to do it.
Amen.
You have to present your body unto God. He's not going to do that for you. Amen. A living sacrifice as opposed to a defunct or dead sacrifice. You know, in the temple in the Old Testament, they would bring in, of course, sacrifices and offer them unto the Lord, but they were dead. But Paul says, present your body as a living sacrifice. And what happened when they presented the animal, if you will, as a dead sacrifice, the fire fell often and consumed the sacrifice. Well, when we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, God is saying he'll cause the fire to fall and consume the sacrifice. Amen. And that's where the holiness comes in. A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. He's saying, I'll burn out everything. that isn't like me. I'll purge. Oh, you don't worry about trying to be holy. Just present your body unto me and I'll do the work. I'll burn out everything. She that does not need to be there. Amen. I'll make you acceptable and holy unto me. But I need you to present your body. Amen. If you want to be transformed, you've got to present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. I wonder today in 2023, the second Sunday, is there anybody here that's serious about being transformed? Going to another level in God. Being changed in character, disposition, status. You can be transformed by the power of God. Amen. Oh Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Often we just want to stand pat. We just want to stay where we are. I don't need no transformation. I'm good where I am. And you the main one. I can say it, see. You probably the main one that needs it. Because if you're thinking like that, something's wrong. We all have room to grow.
Come on, man.
Lord, hallelujah. Need to be transformed. If we're going to be transformed, we got to present. We have to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. A lady made this statement. I don't usually get into it that much, but there's some truth to it. She says it's 2023. She said if you add those numbers, they equal seven. Seven's God's completion, number of completion, or God's perfect number. You can get it right and be transformed. 2023, you can be transformed by the power and the glory of God. Amen. But he's asking you to present your body. Some of you, I see it. I see the transformation process already underway. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. You're going higher and higher. You're going deeper and deeper. God, Pastor, I see you being transformed. Going higher than you already where God is just lifting you up and lifting the church up. Look at the sermon last week. God is doing a fresh thing. He's transforming us. Not just individually, but as a church. God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. He's transforming us. Said a few weeks ago, I spoke to, maybe a couple of months ago, I said to Avante, I had him come up. I had Angelica come up. And I prayed for them before the sermon. God is doing a fresh work in them. Look at the transformation. After a while, we're going to have to hold that girl down when she starts. My God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit in this place. Whew. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. You already almost had the whole Avante there. Praise his holy name. But you know what God said to me? He said they represent the new wave. They represent the younger generation and they're coming up transformed and anointed by the power of God. Amen. Young folk need to see some radical folk. They need to see some folk that just doesn't love Beyonce. They need to see some folk that love God with all their heart, soul, strength, and mind, unapologetically. My God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Transform. It's not just about salvation. Thank God that's the door. That's the entryway. We need to be. That's the most important thing. But we've got to go from salvation to transformation.
Hey, come on now.
Salvation is the embryonic stage. It's the first step. But once we step in, we've got to be more than just saved. We need to be transformed by the power of God. Too many Christians satisfied with the status of being, I'm just in here. But I don't want to just be in here. I want to be in the presence and the glory of God. I want to walk with him and talk with him and love on him and have him love me back. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I ain't apologizing for yelling, though. That's just, you can yell at everything else. That's just me. Let God use you. I ain't apologizing because the Bible said that the zeal ate Jesus up. It was all in him and on him. And they could hear him without a microphone. I know he wasn't talking just in a monotone voice. There was some fire somewhere. Praise his holy name. Babashi. Some of you won't hear it unless we get loud. Oh, y'all don't mind. Praise God. Good God Almighty. Oh, hallelujah. Cry loud, spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Show the people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. Every now and then it might be necessary. So we've got to present our bodies. Living sacrifice if we want to be transformed. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My wife said it and a couple of other folks said, you've been bought with a price. You don't belong to yourself anymore. Here I am, God, use me. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Some of us wonder why our lives, we keep getting so frustrated. I'm going to take my time. I've got to do that. I probably won't be up for a couple of months, so I'm going to share it today. Got to share it today. Amen. Praise God. Got to get it in while I'm here. Praise his holy name. But some of us wonder why we're so frustrated in life, and sometimes it's because we're trying to do what we want to do, yet we belong to God. And God said, no, I have a path I want you to take. And we're wrestling. Well, I got news for you. I have news for you. It ain't the devil. It's not the devil that's frustrating you. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. God will frustrate you until you capitulate and yield unto him. Give me a witness, Pastor. Look at Jonah. I'm not going to Nineveh. Okay, let me prepare a fish, if you will, to swallow him up. Look, you ain't going to Nineveh, but you ain't going nowhere else either. I'm going to frustrate you till you get some sense.
I love it.
And I know when Jonah said, God, just get me out, when he came out there, well, anywhere you want me to go. When that fish spit him out, Lord, I'll go wherever you want me to go now. And when God finished dealing with some of us, say, Lord, just bring me out of this. And we'll mean it this time. Sometimes we just say it, but we'll mean it. But my point is that God will frustrate our works, our efforts, till we yield to him. Because again, we don't belong to ourselves anymore. And God says, I have a work for you to do. Amen. And if you don't do it, I'm not going to make you do it. You're just not going to have success or peace or contentment in anything else. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. So you might as well surrender. Amen. Praise his holy name. So you have to present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That's your reasonable, it says, service. Not asking too much of you. That's something reasonable for you to do. Amen. And God will start to transform you. But verse 2 is really where I want to hang my head, if you will. It says, and be not conformed to this world. Now the folk that didn't like the first part are certainly not going to like this part. Amen. A brother said, I'm not going to be much longer, but a brother said, he said, you know, the true man or woman of God today is in a precarious position. Dangerous position. Because he or she knows what God wants him or her to say. But conversely, they also know a whole lot of folk don't want to hear it. But if he or she is a man or woman of God, he or she has to preach it, despite whether they want to hear it or not. Amen. Paul tells Timothy, preach the word. Be instant in season. I hear you. And out of season. Wait a minute. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. But he says, you know, we many, if you've really been called by God, you know what he's saying. Amen. But you're scared. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Oh, they don't like this. Scared of the repercussions and the ramifications. Don't let them be getting a salary. Oh, y'all don't like me today. Because people can pull that away. Look, I preached in a traditional church. They were paying me a little something. I always worked two jobs anyway, just in case. Won't go hang no. Pastor, quit your job. The devil is a lie. Because as soon as I say something that they don't like, vote me on out, and I'm out there looking for a job. They don't give severance packages like talking about it. Amen. But be not conformed. Paul says, if you want to be transformed, don't be conformed to this world. Oh, we don't. Don't be made in the mold of this world. In other words, you got to go contrary sometime to the zeitgeist or the prevailing thinking of today. Okay, I've got to bring it home. In other words, I don't care what Oprah says. Oh, God, help me. If it doesn't line itself with the word of God. I don't care what Dr. Phil says. If it doesn't align itself with the word of God. Look, I don't care what Jake says. If it doesn't align itself with the word. If they're going contrary to the word, we ought not be conformed. Mess with some of y'all book buyers now. I don't care what Joyce Meyer says. Amen. If it doesn't align itself with the word of God. Let me digress just a minute. Because I got to pull down, I have to pull down some sacred cows. Just a minute, won't take long. I heard a preacher one time, God rest his soul, give some good advice to folk that's going to all of these conferences and buying all these books from these heavy hitters, so-called. Keep your money. And come and sit up under your pastor. Let him feed you. Oh God, why are you going all the way out there? God provided resources for you right here. Sit under your pastor. Oh God, help me, Holy God. Yes, I did. Amen. Thrill seekers. That's what we've become. pastor word not enough. The local church not enough. And I'm not saying God every now and then can't use people to bless you. But he's used local ministry to feed you. And nobody should be feeding you more than your pastor.
Amen.
I ain't scared. Praise God. Hallelujah. And nothing to lose. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. And God's about to pull just about every one of your idols down. Because they're in it for money and not in it for the ministry. Oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. And you're going to have nothing left but local ministry anyway.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Folk that pray for you and cry and stay up all night long, they aren't good enough. I got to take a flight out to some crazy person. Oh, y'all don't like me. That speak in tongues and that makes them holy. Y'all don't like me. Now, I speak in tongues like Paul said, more abundantly than they are. I do a whole lot of speaking in tongues. But I don't care. Just because somebody say he or she is anointed and have some gift doesn't mean you got to go cross country to hook up with him or her. When God's got local ministry.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. If they aren't anointed as they say they are, why aren't people getting out of wheelchairs? Oh, they don't like me today. I don't mean telling me a story in 1968 or 48. I remember laying hands on somebody and he or she got up out the wheelchair. Present them. Produce them. Let me see them. Oh God, y'all don't like me. And let him or her give a testimony. Amen.
Amen.
Praise his holy name. Oh, they tell you that because they want to use you to get your finances so they can live a lavish lifestyle. Time to call it out. In the name of Jesus. Now some say, Pastor, you shouldn't be saying it. Well, the Bible says it this way. Those elders that sin, rebuke openly that others may fear. Somebody got to call it out in the name of Jesus. Just heard, and I'm going to move to close, but I heard a pastor last night on Facebook, some kind of ministry. He said, look, we got to start preaching another gospel. He said, because this one not working for a certain segment. Church full, thousands of people in this church. But He failed to say that the Bible says if you preach another gospel, whosoever preaches another gospel, Paul said, let him be accursed. There is no other gospel. Just because it's hard doesn't mean it's not right. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Before I move to close, I used to like to hear hard preaching. I know some folk don't. I always wanted to be challenged. I mean, I came and preached to me. If I might say ouch, but I want to get it right, God. And if I'm out of your will, let me know. It might, like they say, step on my toes, but that's all right. I'd rather get it right on this side than to try to get it right on the other side. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. But we got a generation, amen, praise God, that just sometimes they impervious to the truth, don't really want to hear the truth. Amen. You know, I listen to young folk all the time now tell me they don't watch the news. You know, I'm at work and they like, well, I don't really, that's why I don't watch the news. I'm like you said something. And what it is, they don't want to hear any bad news. So they just in denial. But whether they watch it or not, it's still happening. That's right, Sister Sheila. Can't run from it, it's the truth. From it, it's the truth. Amen. But oftentimes we just want to live in a bubble in our own world. Make God the way we want him to be. And if anybody says anything counter to that, we just dismiss it. Amen. Praise God. But don't be conformed to this world. Again, I don't care what Oprah says. I don't care what Dr. Phil says. I don't care what Jakes or Joyce says. I don't care what their view is. There's only one view. That matters. And it's his view. Sorry, Whoopi. But God's view. And his viewpoint is what matters. Amen.
Amen.
So we can't be conformed to this world. We can't think the way they think and act the way they act. But we need to be transformed. Amen. And I like the fact that Angelica and the choir and the praise team, hallelujah, Vicky and all of the praise team, they started by singing, hallelujah. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. And he said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, oftentimes Christians, saints, if you will, interpolate there, your mind is renewed by the word of God. Except it doesn't say that. Oh, God, since I'm pulling them down, I'm pulling them down. Show me where it says that in that particular verse. Doesn't say have your mind renewed by the word of God. It says be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, how is one's mind renewed? It's renewed by staying in the presence of God. Walking and talking with God. For the same word that's used there is the word that was used when Jesus was transfigured.
Yeah, okay.
And he was transfigured on the Mount of Transfiguration, if you will, but God's presence was there. And if you really want to be transformed, God, help me, Holy God. Won't your mind renewed? Yeah, you need to know the word, but you also need to get in the presence of God. See, I know a whole lot of folk that know a whole lot of word. Y'all don't like me. But they have not been transformed. They speak the word. They teach the word. I'm not going to say they live the word, but they know the word. But it doesn't necessarily transform them. But if you want your mind renewed and you really want to be transformed or transfigured, you got to get in the presence of God. You've got to walk with him. Brother Doc, we got to talk with him. We got to praise him, Sister Jane. We got to know that, tell him that he's better to us than we've been to ourselves. And when we walk with him, and when we talk with him, and when we get in his presence, he'll start changing our lives. I wonder this morning, have you been transformed by the power and the presence of God? Has your life been significantly altered by being in his presence? I'm so glad this morning that he'll change your life. And you'll stop thinking one way and start thinking another. For one of the definitions of the word repent is that you change your mind. Wonder this morning, have you changed your mind and been transformed by the power of God? You walk with him so much that your life is not the same. And the things you used to do, you don't even want to do anymore because you've been transformed by the power of God. And I'm prophesying to somebody this morning in 2023, this is going to be your year of transformation. God's about to bring you out of the dungeon up into the marvelous light. Oh my God, it's time for you to be transformed. It reminds me of what he told Joshua. Just walk on the ground, boy. I got such an anointing on you now. I got so much glory on you now that everywhere your feet walk or tread, I'm going to give it to you. And the Holy Ghost just brought it to me. He said, you remember Joshua when he used to go in the temple or in the tabernacle, if you will, and Moses went in there? He said, you remember when Moses left and my glory was there? Joshua said, you go on, Moses. I'm going to stay here and soak up the glory and get transformed. I wonder the other day, my God, help me. Come on, Holy Ghost. Is there anybody here that's tired of living in Lodabar, living beneath your privilege, but you believe the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob can lift you up, turn you around, place your feet on higher ground? God is saying this is the year of transformation. Good God Almighty, it's the year, Pastor, for the gifts to flow. We ain't putting it off. We are putting it up now. The pastor led it last week. Now is the day of deliverance. In the name of Jesus. God help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Don't be conformed to this world. The world will hold you back, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Get with God and let him tell you what your purpose is. The good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. God, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm about finished. But this move, this ain't for cute folk. I'm sorry. No, this one not for cute folk. I need some Gideonites, God said. I need, you know, this fearful and unbelieving Gideon told him, go on. God told Gideon, let them not go. Now let them go home, or at least stay back. He said, but I want some folk that lap like a dog. Just that will go down to the brook and lap like a dog. Those are the ones that I'm going to use. They are the people I'm going to use in this last day that's desperate and thirsty for me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. They ain't coming to church just to come to church. They coming to feel God, to sense God, to have a move of God, to experience God. Hallelujah. Transform. Transform. The ground is transformed. A greater level. Hallelujah. More substance. More godly character. Transform. By the power and the presence of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Give them praise if you know what I'm talking about. And I'm finished. Hallelujah. 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 So transforming the church will be that when folk walk in, you ain't got to beg them to do nothing. They're going to fall under the power of God. I'm talking about being transformed. And if it's not happening, we're not going to let go. We're not going to stop praying until it happens.
Amen.
Come on, Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So awesome that Vicky and Jan and Angelica, Colin, won't be able to get through the song. Not because y'all worshiping, but they so messed up. When they sing about it, it becomes life. It becomes real to them. Amen. And it brings them to their knees. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Praise his holy name. Stop acting like he's some kind of weak, inept God. Amen. Got to think differently. Amen. Come on, Holy Ghost. Praise his name. The devil wants you to think, amen, in weak terms. Hallelujah. So you won't do him any harm. When you start to think about he's the God that separates day from night. Hallelujah. Keeps the world, earth, if you will, the world rotating on his axis. Hallelujah. Praise God. Keeps the sun about 93 million miles away so it won't scorch the earth. Mighty God we serve. Amen. And he walks with you and he talks with you. Amen. You start to become transformed by his power. Amen. 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 When you, all you have to do is think of his goodness. Think of his mercy and think of his grace. I wonder, can you just go back a few months and think of his goodness? Think of his mercy and think of his grace. It'll bring you up out of slumber. It'll bring you up out of a depression. It'll start letting you know how good he was, because you could have been kicked out your home, but God kept you. You could be in Johnson Willis, but God kept you. You could be in a bad state, but the Lord let somebody come to your rescue. Go ahead, because I feel like preaching. You could be dead and lying in your grave, but he made all your enemies just about behave. Give him praise and give him glory. If you know he's been good, kept you through the storm and the rain. Praise God. I'm finished. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty, good God Almighty, good God Almighty. Woo, I'm finished. Woo! Starting to show me some stuff this week that I had forgotten. He said, you remember I did this and this and this? I said, oh, you're a mighty God. I had forgotten. But I'm so glad that he's faithful even when we forget sometimes. Somebody think about a forgotten blessing this morning. I mean, you've forgotten about it. But he still, he did it. Say yeah if you know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. It's God's miracle church. Pastor Michael talk about his wife and leukemia. But she isn't in anybody's hospital. God is able. Somebody, the pastor talk about prostate cancer, but isn't he a healer? Won't he do it? Ain't he all right? My God. I'm finished. Says Pastor Linda was going blind, but I know a man that gives sight. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Tammy says she used to live in her car, but look at her now. She doesn't look like what she been through. Ain't he all right this morning? God Almighty. I feel hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, help me. Holy Ghost, hallelujah. I'm so glad that the Lord has it all in control. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad that he kept me. Some of y'all might not be glad, but I'm so glad that he kept me at God's Miracle Church. Because I know what's about to happen. God is doing a great work in the pastor. Wait a minute, let me qualify. God's doing a great work in the pastors. God is moving on the ministers. God is moving on the praise team. God is transforming the ushers. God is transforming the congregation. Eyes haven't seen, but God Almighty. Woo! Come on, Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can somebody say transform? I ain't pulling out no notes. I'm trying pulling out the right. I'm finished. Just the definition again. Transform. It says make a thorough or dramatic change in the form, appearance, or character of. What in the hell have you been? Transform. If not, Sister Tammy, come on up here, honey. Stay right there. It's the year. Of transformation. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Good God Almighty. He karandarish. Ho karandari. And I alluded to going different places because you have a heart for God and you want to eat up the word of God where you can find it. But God says what you've been seeking, it's now time for you to become. Good God Almighty. In other words, all that word and stuff people disseminating and inculcating and distilling, God said he put it in you. Why won't you be a local? My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Make it better. Why won't you be a God's miracle church? One who will impart, praise God. See, all the gifts and callings are without repentance, but they're here. If we access them, praise his holy name. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Angelica, I need you. Come on back up here, honey, if you don't mind. And Avanti, if you're still in here, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Told you we'd be radical today. I ain't waiting for them to come. I'm calling them.